Listen up, all you golfers out there. You need to take a short drive to Acorns Golf Links. The family-owned and operated facility is located just 20 minutes from the JB Bridge. Once you arrive at Acorns, it's obvious it's more than just a top-notch golf experience. It's your chance to get away from the hustle and bustle of your daily routine. You'll notice over 65 identified bird species, rolling countryside, and a beautiful park-like setting. The Acorns experience is unmatched in value in the St. Louis area. Visit acornsgolflinks.com for more details and tee times.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and inside STL.com.
706 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, inside STL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. It is the Acorns Golf, 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. The Get Tinted STL Captain's Log, Rick Hummel with us, and Corey Hirsch, the former Blues goalie, now Sportsnet analyst, as we get you ready for the Blues and Blackhawks, Game 2, 7 o'clock start time. Doug, hello again, everybody.
Hello, Vin. Going to be another exciting night in sports here, Tim. Nice. Need two televisions tonight.
Nice take. Yeah.
The Blues are up one game to nothing, but the Blackhawks get Duncan Keith back tonight.
Okay.
Doug, one of the standout defensemen in the National Hockey League. What nice impact will it have on the series?
Well, he'll give them a little rear guard that they did not have in Game 1 of this National Hockey League first-round playoff series, 2016 edition.
Stanley Cup playoff.
He's a Stanley Cup type of player.
No, that was not what I said.
Oh, he's a, what did you say?
Stanley Cup playoffs.
Stanley Cup playoffs. And this Keith, I'll tell you what.
Nice take.
He could be a game changer, or he might not be. So it'll be one or the other tonight. We'll see. Will he be a game changer or won't he be? Who knows? It'll be interesting to see.
I, for one, am glad that Duncan Keith is back so he, too, can taste defeat.
Oh, the bell sounds different on your side of the table.
We have another bell.
We have two bells?
Yep.
This is our last show in the studio, I believe. Gateway View GMC Studios.
Well, Simon's
moved it to...
He brought a second bell proper in
here. I decided to switch out the bell so that we'd kind of have a fresh tone for the final show at this studio.
Wow.
Sakes.
I wanted to have
dueling.
Because we're going to be spitting hot takes all morning. This bell's going to get broken.
Well, tell me about your emotions on the last show in the studio.
Well, I felt it when I walked into the building,
yeah.
Tim.
Yeah.
This is it's an old building, a lot of character to it.
Yeah.
Mold.
Kind of enjoy driving through Forest Park to get here, though. I do enjoy that.
Hate the drive. Hated the drive since June 2013, Jack.
Well, I would rather the
station... Be able to shoot down 44 or 40, which we'll be able to do.
I would rather it be across the street from my home, but it's not bad.
Well, Tim, you own the station, but there are some other guys that
the carports?
Really own it. Right. And I want to say thank you to them because they have been very nice to us. Mm-hmm. And they do provide waters and beverages and a tin of peanut M&Ms.
Is there really peanut M&Ms in there? Are there really?
You don't think that'll make the move? That little tin won't make the move to the new place?
I'm not so sure that will. It's not a great business model, especially when you have a lot of stars. A lot of waters can disappear. So.
I know on my way out today, I have to take the little tomahawk that was gifted to me by the Apache.
Oh, you're the Quiet Storm.
Yeah, I have to take the little trophy that says, the Mizzou trophy that says, I love Kansas on it.
It also makes you look when you carry that like a Blackhawks fan, if I have to be honest.
That's a good point.
I don't know.
Last show in this studio.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds me of Letterman's send-off, May 20th, 2015. I would imagine that we will have the same thing, and that's why we have Rick Hummel and Corey Hirsch for you.
I don't think so. When we start, August 2014?
No.
13.
It's a lot like the goodbye to American Idol, except we were never the hot ticket on
radio.
We were
kind of the Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj season.
If you were going to compare us to a sitcom, we're Hello, Larry. With the great McLean Stevens.
Oh, sure.
That had four episodes.
Yeah.
No one knew it was on. That's us.
And Gavin McLeod.
I was walking to work. I parked my car and was walking up to Channel 4 once. It was going back a few years. And right outside Channel 4, there's a restaurant now. It's Carmine's, you know, that silver building.
Yeah.
And before it was Carmine's, it was an empty building. And I walked there, and McLean Stevenson was standing on the sidewalk looking at that building, like he was kind of lucky to give it if you were going to buy it or something. He was just staring at the building and walking around looking at another. McLean Stevenson.
What's his net worth?
Oh, well, he's not with us anymore. I would guess $5 million.
And did you break that story? Did you run to the newsroom and say, I've got breaking news. No, McLean Stevenson is looking at a building.
I just thought that was very
It is
very odd.
Guys, to say goodbye to the studio, how's about I come down there and make out with Doug in all the rooms? It's from the old mud boot. Well, there's an offer.
Well, let's get out the suspension log hill, Tim. I didn't care for that. The old mud boot has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Ragazzi's handsome leather-bound suspension log hill. Let's keep it clean on this, our final day here.
Yeah, that might be maybe the last text that's vile that comes in.
I would think.
And then especially with the emails and giving away a 15-minute Hydrolux massage at Massage Lux, let's really finish on a nice, special high note
if
today.
We could.
Family friendly. I had to leave for television duties yesterday, but I was laughing to myself as I was driving to the ballpark yesterday because I thought some of the listeners brought it strong when it came to trying to win the tickets by coming on to Doug.
I didn't care for
it. What was that little rhyme that the guy had?
Flingy, flingy before ringy, ringy?
I didn't care for it. This is a fellow that's going to get married this weekend, right?
That's right.
And he wanted a
flingy. To a woman,
flingy.
I believe.
Well, we don't know that. I mean, you got to look at
it. I could tell it was going to be a great segment because the listeners had an amorous look in their eyes.
They did. Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man there.
He was there. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
It's unbelievable to me that Billy G's, which is always packed because it's good, the way they bend over backwards to show us hospitality. I mean, they put out a little spread for us to give us a little nice section of the restaurant, and then they open their doors to our listeners early.
Right.
Our wonderful listeners. I was at Billy G's yesterday for the show in the morning. I went there for lunch, and then it was so nice. Said Anna Maria, said, hey, you want to go up and have a few drinks and get dinner?
You shot over again.
Three times. Three times.
Did you ever leave anybody a tip?
No. Hell no. Of course not.
Did you make eye contact with any of the patrons?
Why would I?
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Three times you were there.
Yep.
So you spent about 3 hours there in the morning and probably an hour and a half at lunch.
Yeah.
And then about 2 hours at dinner.
Yeah, that's accurate. And I was very happy with it. And if I weren't going out of town this weekend, I would probably be up there at least once this weekend. And I'm very happy with that.
Do you have your own seat at the bar or something?
No.
You just show yourself off all around the place.
Yeah, peacock around. Yep. Plowboy, were you working there last night?
Not only was I working, I was staring at the back of your head while I was cooking food.
Huh, what'd you cook? What'd you cook, Palsy?
Look at his face.
Really
You're adorable.
Cooking, but I did see... Mary came up and said that Tim is here, and she pointed.
It's like out. An announcement.
Yeah, had to announce to everybody that Tim.
I like that nightmare. She's good peeps.
Yeah, she is funny as hell.
You know, you've come a long way, Tim, because I think
absolutely, Doug.
I mean, now you're having business meetings at a fine establishment nestled in the heart of Kirkwood. Then you shoot over and have dinner from your estate, which is very nice, except for the neighborhood.
Right.
And I think back to the days where your away from home office was that little coffee shop.
That's right. That's right.
You know, now you're living.
That was the first year of Inside STL. It was a coffee shop
across
the street.
You would spend 6 hours there.
I would. God.
Local broadcast hero, Tim McKernan.
Oof.
The heavyset waitress. Are you going to order something? Another water.
That's where producer Joe, the wonderful producer Joe, met. Do you remember when you weren't on the show then, Doug? But his girlfriend, she worked there, and she was just beautiful. I tip my cap to producer Joe. That's time anytime these gay jokes coming on producer Joe, I'm like, hey man, he done all right. She fine. You fine.
All right. Okay.
She was fine for the reals. One of the prettiest women I've seen in St. Louis. Producer Joe had her. He's had them all.
He had her.
And she was...
As if you're rolling with the Rat Pack.
Not to mention her hot body that looks hot in a bikini.
Yep.
So Joe would go over there after the show as well and pick up the waitress.
I don't think that was his intent. He's never really been aggressive, but he did all right. He did all right.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She's fine.
Okay, you don't have to say it like that. Okay.
I remember saying, where are you going now? Over
the coffee shop. Ooh, I wouldn't want to go back to that.
Why?
Oh, God.
Well, I mean,
you didn't like the coffee?
He was no, it wasn't that. No, I like the place. The place is great. I wonder if it's still, was it Stratford? Is that what it was called?
I think it is.
A coffee shop right across from the old KFNS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
What's in that KFNS building now?
I don't know. I know the station's not there, but I don't know what's there. That's Johnny the Cat Layton's building.
You know what this city could really use is another AM sports talk station.
You think so? We could use a few more?
Just put it right back in there. Mm-hmm. Now, I wouldn't go with, like, the man or the woman, because those have been used. But certainly, you get a bunch of guys with hot sports takes, there's room for another.
I think so.
With all the money being passed around.
Right.
Absolutely.
AM sports talk.
It's a wonder why there's not a dozen or more.
Yep. Go ahead with the hot takes on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Yep.
It's like a printing machine for money.
There was a time, and I don't know if it's still the case, I don't think so, where if you drove home and listened to the radio 5 or 6 o'clock at night, there were 5 or 6 stations doing nothing but sports.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
When?
There was KTRS and there was...
And they were doing afternoon drive sports?
Yeah.
Really?
And there was KMOX.
I don't remember that.
KMOX was doing sports a lot of times,
but not
hour of the night.
Drive.
Well, not early afternoon, but, you know,
you
6.
You said 5 to 6.
6
they,
or
they
so.
Do 6, okay.
Yeah, and there was KFNS and there was 101 and there was 1380.
And everyone was driving around in Cadillacs.
Oh, yeah.
Money was fabulously wealthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Halcyon?
A lot of sports gabbers.
You're a sports gabber.
Well, yeah, I guess.
You know what? I like you.
Tim, what's the bathroom sitch at the new studios? Are you going to have those tandem toilets so fellas can hold hands whilst relieving yourself like so many European offices do?
I don't think European offices do that, first
I've never
of all.
Been to Europe. I'm now, not
why
well,
would
when
someone,
you're from South St. Louis, you don't get to go to Europe.
Why would someone ask that question of us?
Well, because we're world travelers. Because we're world travelers. We see the world. So now we have to, through our eyes, pass on the information to the listeners.
We're moving into a new
Never been
little,
to
a new
an office,
office
in Europe?
No, I don't think. Well, I have. I was at the
NBC. You're arguing with yourself.
I was. Well, I just thought of it. I was at the NBC TV bureau there once in London.
Huh.
Yeah.
Peter
so
Jennings.
I guess that counted as an office.
And was there a bidet
that,
right there in the middle of the newsroom?
I didn't see it. I did that so I could write off my vacation to London and do one day of work covering a football game there and send it back, and that made the whole trip write offable.
Seems
as a
like you're a tax
expense.
Cheat.
I think I might do that with
the system.
With going to the black and gold game tomorrow in Columbia, and I can write that off, I think.
Well,
I have no interest in going to it
how
whatsoever.
Expensive is it
that's
to drive
a different
to Columbia.
Expenditure
well,
than going to
now.
Europe.
Oh, it's $500 or something for the hotel this weekend.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, there you go. I know. So thank you, Jim Hayes Enterprises.
What if I take my kid to Disney again, and I think about the Cardinals? Can I write it off then?
Not if you think about it. Now, if you stop into an Orlando TV station and say, hey, I'd like to have an interview for a sports job, and they say, we got no openings. You go, okay, that was a job-seeking expense.
Nice, boy. You're Jim Hayes Enterprises, sir. You guys ought to bring him on board.
We're looking at this guy. We're looking at this guy.
Dear Doug, I am Kinky in Kirkwood. Are you Randy? It's from Mr. Bojangles?
No, Randy's my brother. I am not Randy.
You know this Kinky guy?
I was almost never, they used to call me Randy a lot because my brother was older, so then I got up there and they'd just say, oh, there's Randy. No, that's his brother. So, no.
Don't you think Randy White doesn't go down as one of the great defensive players of all time, and he should?
He should, yeah. Heck of a lineman.
Tim, is Brentwood Forest still the Melrose Place of St. Louis? Thank you, Woods. I don't know. Charlie's over there, isn't he? All right.
Why don't we get him up? Wake him up.
Yeah, get him up. See what's doing.
We have to get our bodies pool ready.
That's
because
right.
Our live broadcast that we're hopefully going to do there is coming up, right? To open up the pool season.
Yep.
There's nothing better than wearing a condom.
I don't know where that came from, necessarily.
I'm a big fan of Junior's drops.
I like his top 30 MILFs of all time that he releases on the U.S. Bank Afternoon Drive, and I don't know if one of them was born after 1950. It is unbelievable. I don't know how he's able to find pictures of these women. They all worked in the 1970s. I mean, the shrub situation has to be as dense as the tropical forest.
You find that amusing, do you, Doug?
Oh, man. Doug, it is the Acorns Golf 7 o'clock hour. One of our listeners posted on the fan page that they wouldn't have known anything about Acorns Golf Links without them being the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour, and they went over there, and it is the absolute best golf course, especially for the cost. And they weren't aware of it. So it's Acorns Golf Links. Doug, you know all about it. You've been over there. I know that.
It is. It's a little out of the way. You're not going to see it on your normal commute to work and back, but it's only like 20 minutes from the JB Bridge. And it is definitely, from what I can tell, it's the best value in golf in the St. Louis area. Very inexpensive. Ooh. And a very nice course. They got the Zoysia fairways. The tee boxes are looking good. They've done a lot of improvements in the courses lately. It's challenging, 6,700 yards. And it's just a great test of golf, Tim. It's just a great test
of golf.
What
kind of lies do you get there?
Well, it depends on how you hit your shot. There are some rough lies. There's a lot of water. There's a lot of water. It's kind of a links course. So keep it straight. Hit them straight. But golfers of all skill levels can play and find a good time out there. Five separate different tee boxes. So however difficult you'd like to make the course, they can do that for you. Ryan, the great staff, pride themselves in maintaining and continually improving their beautiful course.
Acorns Golf Links, the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Rick Hummel in the 8 o'clock hour on the Cardinal win yesterday. Jaime Garcia pawning. And Corey Hirsch of Sportsnet on the Blues and Blackhawks game 2 last night. The Stars, no surprise. This is the one that I think of the 8 series in the Stanley Cup playoffs that most people think is going to be very quick. Very painless, which is why the Blues beating the Capitals would have been lovely had they gotten help from the Predators on Saturday night, because the Wilds just, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong, buzzsaw last year, but not necessarily buzzing this year.
It was a bad matchup last year.
Of course. They lose 4-0 to the Stars, so Dallas up 1-0 in that series. A lot of people picking Kingy to go to the Stanley Cup final, but the Kings lose last night at home 4-3. To the Sharks, a team that has been shark bitten, like the Blues in the postseason. So they're up 1-0 after winning at the Staples Center. Maybe a little bit of a Kobe hangover there.
Right. Well, you're trying.
I'm auditioning for a local news gig. And the Capitals, 2-0 over the Flyers. And Doug, this is the one that we've been keeping an eye on here in St. Louis, because we have the Blues playing the Panthers in the Stanley Cup final. But, boy, the Isle. They go into Sunrise, Florida, and they say, not so fast. Yeah. 5-4, the Isle over the Panther.
I was stunned by that outcome, Timmy.
Nice. Nice take.
I've watched both these clubs virtually every game they've played all year. You can't get me away from a Florida Panthers hockey game. You can't do it.
Dennis Potvin had a great
game. It's funny that you can get a lot of residents down there away from him, and they're able to do it.
I've been unable to turn the TV off whenever the Panthers are on.
Chico Resch had a few big saves in crunch time for the
Did
Islanders.
Did he? Yeah. Yeah, the Islanders score a lot with Bossy and those guys. And last night was another indication. They scored 5 times.
You would think at their age, by now, their time maybe has passed, but nope.
It doesn't seem
nope,
to.
Nope.
Those guys are probably, what, mid to late 50s?
Yeah.
Still out there skating.
Still scoring a lot of goals.
Guys, can't wait for tonight for the Blues to lose so badly. Crawford to stand on his head and Taves to lay in my bed. That comes from the Plowhawk, probably. It's from the 314. The Plowboy's name has been changed to the Plowhawk during this playoff series.
And probably at the end of it?
Yeah.
The Plowhawk probably.
All he did was give his opinion that the Blackhawks would win the series, and he has turned into the Plowhawk in the eyes of the audience.
Yeah, for a guy who, and I believe you are a true fan, like you are the Packers, but it does seem when you're picking the Packers during the season, or with the Blues, you kind of always anticipate doom.
Well, I just look at the trio there with Taves, Seabrook, and you got Kane. I guess you could throw Keith in there as well. They have 3 cups. You got Quenneville. You got Crawford, who has 2, I think. It's hard to pick against them, especially with the Blues' history of first-round defeats.
Does that change with the Blues winning the first game?
See, we went up 2-0 against the King, 2-0 against the Blackhawks. So it's all about finishing, especially trying to get one in Chicago would be huge.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice?
Yep, it would be.
I'd like a little 3-1 situation going into Game 5. Mm-hmm. Thursday night at the Scott Trade Center with an opportunity to advance to the second round against the Dallas Stars.
Mm-hmm. And you put another little SH in there, the Dallas Stars, just to kind of show that you're really doing some broadcasting. You're not just talking.
Like I said,
you are broadcasting.
This show is an audition for me today.
See, and you're doing quite well. You can clip off little segments and it'll probably get you a gig somewhere.
Take a listen to this. I see Chaps is on with a Rams question. My God.
Ah, well, let's see what he's got to say.
Why are you hate our callers,
no,
but you
well,
love Chaps.
Chaps doesn't Chaps. Call, he doesn't call in usually and have vileness.
Oh, but he
calls in
him
with
about
legitimate
the stadium
taste.
Thing.
I'd like to know how the stadium is
the
coming
ship
along.
Has sailed.
It hasn't. I haven't given up on this stadium. I'm not going to give up on the NFL.
All right. Instead of you asking Tim the latest on the move to build the stadium and keep the Rams here, why don't we bring on Chaps? And
I would love
Tim
to.
Ask Tim.
Hello, Chaps. Chaps. Chaps! Chap! Chappy!
That's what you
He's
get,
not there,
That's
Tim.
What we call a good, good beat. Yeah, no Chaps.
What's wrong with your phone line?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
With a drop.
What happened to Chaps? I mean, if you call in, and then we're going to have the debate whether you go on or not, and it was a pretty short debate. You felt strongly.
So. Yeah. I like to give him a voice.
Tim, my buddy threw out the ticket he had for me for some Tinder gal. Unreal. Thanks, white collar gangster. Doug?
He threw out the ticket he had for me.
I guess maybe the white collar gangster's talking about he could have gone to the Blues Blackhawks tonight with his friend, but his friend met a broad on Tinder and he elected to give the ticket to the broad he met on Tinder.
Oh, that's, well, you can't blame
I mean,
him.
I'm reading a lot between the lines.
You can't blame him for that. Yeah.
Yes, you can if you've already
but
told
Tinder,
your buddy.
Tinder, if it's Tinder, it depends on what you view Tinder as. I think most gentlemen view it as a hookup site, and I'm sure some women do, but I guess it's being used as a dating site as well. And so, therefore, if you're viewing it as a hookup site, why would you waste a Blues Blackhawks ticket on something that's nothing more than a side piece?
Well, maybe he's really excited, and he thinks this girl is really what he's looking for.
Well, he needs to call in then so we can discuss it.
It's also a good way to end up in the back of a paneled van, never to see the light of day again.
Well, I don't know.
I Guys, that was the best done. Chaps call ever. Thanks, Barry Bugman.
Hey, I've got a question I've been meaning to ask. One of my sons, going down to spring break, stopped in Mississippi going 87 in a 65, and the ticket is like $250. Mm. Should I fight that?
No.
Should I go to traffic law
says no.
somewhere or just pay it? Just pony up and pay it? There's nothing you can do to get out of that? You've done that before, Blousey? You got nailed like in Mississippi?
Not in Mississippi, though. I guess it all depends. But, I mean, as far as I got 12 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Yeah.
And it was like $180, and I tried to fight it, and boy, was I an idiot. I should have just paid it.
Well, what happened when you fought it?
It just, I mean, it didn't work out. I wasted my time going to the courthouse doing all that.
You drove all the way back?
Like within 5 seconds. Okay, you're done.
I guess there's a chance you drive down there for your court date and the policeman doesn't show up and you get out of it, but that's a long drive down there on that risk.
I think they get pleasure in going there. Most of them do show up.
I would imagine the interaction
going to Mississippi?
With the officer went like this. Somebody's in a rush. What's wrong with you, boy?
Yeah. I guess.
Big aviator sunglasses, pushes him down. Where are you from, boy?
Guy who's about 50 pounds overweight, but strong enough still to break you in half.
Bubble says just don't pay for it, Doug.
Just don't pay at all.
That's good, because then you get a warrant.
Doesn't seem like the right way to go.
Then you get a warrant out for your arrest.
Yeah. That's an expensive ticket.
What's he doing going 84, Doug?
It's 87.
Seems like
Greg Vaughn.
Someone wasn't raised right.
Yeah. You've never done 87 on a highway?
Yes, I have.
Guys, I got one on the way back from Mardi Gras. Just pay it. Trust me. That's from Coach Sampson.
If it's out of state, it's not worth your time to fight it. Just pay it.
Doug, you shouldn't pay it. Your son should. Quit enabling the millennials.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's going to, but...
But you love him. He's your
trying
son.
Trying to fight it. Trying not to pay anything if I can.
I mean, your son, so he robbed a 7-Eleven at gunpoint.
Well, he didn't.
He's still your son.
He didn't. No, he didn't do that.
Yeah, you're going to pay it. Doug, your time is valuable. You're a big, marvelous
not
TV
saying
star.
I was going to drive down there. He was going to drive down there.
Well, then he could get in more trouble. Runs into the same officer.
He's just going to drive down there real fast, like, and see if he can take care of that ticket.
Or maybe pick up another speeding ticket.
Right.
Some trap that they have set up.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't pay it. It will go away. That's from the 314.
You think?
So the 314 says.
I guess you could never go to Mississippi again, which wouldn't be, you know, the hardest thing in the world to avoid.
What if you want to go see Hottie Toddy?
I've never done it before. I don't know why it's going to come up now.
I hear the tale in the grove is fun.
Oh, there's that voice again.
If you don't show up for your court appearance or don't pay, I assume, then they issue a warrant, which may not affect you unless you're there. But if someone does a background check, they might say, he's got charges in Mississippi. So what's the point of even playing with that?
Guys, this is what's wrong with Republicans. No personal responsibility. That's from Stank on the Hangdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Republicans don't pay for anything in this country. That's for sure.
Barnhart Brawler has struck. He says, maybe just follow the rules. What say you, Dougie? Barnhart,
you know, Brawler's, you are supposed to follow
the
rules.
I watched the debate.
Barnhart Brawler, who is sideways with Doug.
I watched the debate last night because I totally have had enough of politics because I'm kind of dismayed by everyone. But I said, all right, I'm going to give Hillary and Bernie a chance. I tell you what, that Mutombo finger wag that Bernie does, it's kind of entertaining.
Dikembe Mutombo?
Yeah, he does this while she's talking. He gives the Mutombo finger wag like, that's not true. That's not true.
Nice. The whole debate process, it's so bad. Now, they got a studio audience hooting and hollering and screaming. Nobody can finish a sentence. The whole setup is just wrong, wrong, wrong.
I'd like to debate you, sir.
They need to.
Oh, what do you want to debate over?
You need to maybe have it in a quiet studio somewhere, so you can actually
hear.
You can actually hear what they're saying. Let them make their point. Don't have the moderator cut them off in the middle of a point.
There's nothing like the face of Hillary Clinton when Bernie gave his final summation, his final pitch, as it were, and it was pretty good. And the crowd got in a frenzy. They started chanting "Bernie, Bernie," mm-hmm. and the pained look on Hillary's face. It's kind of priceless.
I know. I hope both of them come down to a contested convention because that will be real entertainment then. We could come out with two entirely different candidates we don't even know right now.
Nice. Who will it be?
Certainly the Republican has a potential to go that way, where we get a candidate that we're not sure.
Who would the random Republican be?
Well, everyone was saying that it would be Paul Ryan, and Ryan's saying, no, I'm not running. That's not how it's going to work. So the only guy I can think of is Joe Pesci.
It won't be Pesci.
It's got to be a guy where, like, look, Trump has the most delegates. Cruz made a surge. It's Kasich, but still no one knows how to say his name, and he's running for freaking president. Mm-hmm. We're going Pesci. And out of nowhere, here comes Joe Pesci wearing a black leather jacket, and he goes, I'm going to fix this. And everyone's going to be like, you know, he can.
Well, the one thing Kasich is right about is in the polls, he beats the other two. And Hillary and Sanders both beat Trump and Cruz in the polls that are
I don't believe that those polls where it puts Cruz head-to-head with Hillary or Trump or Bernie, you know, against, because they're not campaigning against each other now. So I think the whole demographic changes once it's one-to-one matchup. So I don't even put a lot of stock in that. And Kasich seems like a nice guy, and I probably would vote for him if I thought he had a chance to win. But he has absolutely no chance. I'll bet a lot of people don't even realize that he's still in the race.
I don't know. I think he seems like the only normal one of the five people left. He's the closest to normal. Just a normal person that might be a likable
kind
of guy.
But you know what? I blame him because it's okay to just shrug and go, I'm not getting involved. But you know, if you have some real plans and you think you're the right guy, then you have to somehow get yourself in the mix.
Well, he's... I'll give him credit for trying to stick with the issues and not playing the games with Trump. Trump just destroyed the other Republican candidates, just destroyed Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio and Rand Paul.
The thing on Ted's lip almost destroyed him, but it
didn't. I know, and he ate it. It was right on his lips and like he ate it.
It's a comedy show.
Yeah, they got to do something about that whole debate. They got to do it differently next time.
How do you feel about Bill Pullman for president? That's Eric in the Central West End. He made a great speech in 96, I think it was.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what it gets down to now is who can talk the best in these debate performances, who can come back with this quick one-liner, the one-line jab, who can just talk in sound bites. That's what it's come down to.
Yasiel the Boy Puig says, thank you, Kat.
How about, I don't understand.
Well, what?
I don't know. It just says thank
how
you,
about,
Kat.
How about that Joe Paterno, huh?
What does that sound?
Is he coming back?
From the dead?
Just don't say anything. Wouldn't you think he'd know something about sports? He seems like kind of a sports kind of guy. Apparently, he's a pretty good golfer.
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great.
He linked it with knowing a lot.
How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back?
We're going to bring that back.
Oh, and the crowd just acted in utter horror.
Missouri. Good football teams. Those college teams are good. What are you going to do this year? I think pretty good stuff.
Mr. Trump,
teams. What teams?
Mr. Trump, before we...
Missouri State, they almost ran Steckel out of town.
He's talking about the Bears, who I don't think they won a game or even came close to winning a game.
Mr. Trump,
and
before,
the Tigers.
Before you speak to the people in Pennsylvania, I put together a information packet. Just these might be some good...
I'll make it up. No one will check. No one will fact check. Can I hear the crowd react in utter horror when he talks about Joe Paterno again? Listen to the crowd.
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back? Right?
There were screams.
How about that whole...
People were screaming in horror.
He realized something wasn't right, but he wasn't sure, so he said, how about that whole deal? And I'm going to do that on this show. If someone brings up something about tonight's Blues game, then I'm just going to say, how about that whole deal? He must have went, ooh, wait a minute. Is that, you know, like, Doug, when you're doing a live shot, that little voice that said, did you just say the wrong score or something?
Yeah.
He was like, is Paterno still with us? Ooh, how about that whole deal?
Job first record. Of all, very few people listen to your radio show. That's
true. We know that. We know that.
That one smarts just a little bit is what it does.
How about some advice?
So I can't get down payment assistance, but you can give your son money to pay for his speeding ticket.
Well, why doesn't your father give you some down payment assistance?
You rich ass.
I love that.
Why don't you get your father to give you some down payment assistance?
Because my dad works his butt off selling shingles.
Well, I've worked my butt off working 7 days a week, and if I want to give some of it to my son, I will.
Well, maybe teach him some responsibility and let him pay for it himself. Have him get a job at the Best Buy, and he can do it himself.
Power to the people.
I can get down payment assistance because you guys screwed up the whole system.
Who did? Okay? No, the Democrats screwed up the mortgage system with their everybody deserves a house, whether you have any money to put a down payment down or not. Everybody deserves it. And then everybody walked away from the mortgages, and then the whole economy crumbled in 2008.
I hate your voice.
All right. Well, that was the truth.
Next I'll be in Section 106 tonight. Love to see you there.
Love to see who?
You.
You.
I'm not going down there. How'd you get seats that low? As poor as you are.
He got ticket assistance.
I've sent Tim private Facebook messages to let him know, and he doesn't send anything back.
Right. Well, of course not. Well, who gave you the tickets way down low like that? They got to be $100 tickets.
$360 tickets.
Yeah, who gave you the money for that?
Oh, no way. Not going to do it.
What do you mean, not going to do it? What does that mean? He just asked you a question.
I can't say.
I can't afford to sit down there.
I'm saying you want to sit with me?
No, I can't afford it.
They'd be free for you.
Oh,
how this. Did you get these? How did you get these ducats?
All inclusive.
Wow.
I don't really know what that means.
Well, you're still not answering the question. How you
if
got
I
these expensive
tickets? If I
want
to get down payment assistance, I can do it all I want. You're not going to teach me some kind of lesson. You need to teach your kid a lesson. You're a terrible father.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He's going to help his kid out with a ticket. Someone gave you expensive, luxurious, exclusive tickets for free, and that's okay? It's the same thing, isn't it?
No.
All right. Okay, fair enough. All right, power to the people, right. Adam. Power to the people.
You need anything else?
No, we didn't need that from you either.
Well, I don't need anything from you.
Like there's Colorado.
All right.
Hey, jackass, that was not the Democrats' policy. It was private banks doing dirty business because Republicans deregulated.
No, that was yes. Barney
Freddie,
Frank.
And Doug, Freddie and Fannie.
Doug, that was the Barnhart Brawler texting.
Of course it was. It was Barney Frank and company who came up with that. Everyone deserves to live the American dream, and we're going to make mortgages available for everyone, regardless of your ability to pay. And so they gave out all these no-down payment mortgages, and so everybody suddenly had a mortgage, and then they didn't pay the mortgage, and because they didn't put a big down payment down, they simply walked away from the mortgage when they defaulted on it.
But then the banks figured out we can bundle these up with decent loans and sell them off, and that's a lot of blame to go around. Mm. A lot of blame. The Big Short, you should watch that movie.
I did.
That's pretty good.
It's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Great movie.
A great movie. I think it was my favorite movie of 2015. Mm-hmm. Maybe Straight Outta Compton. Two different films, obviously, but maybe. Spotlight won. I liked it.
I watched that Creed. That was pretty good.
I loved Creed.
Good.
I thought Sylvester
Stallone actually gave an acting performance for a change. He was pretty good.
Doug, this is Mark.
Well, all right, Mark. Hello, Mark. Mark?
Mark!
Mark.
Mark, hey! No, he's not there, Tim.
Guys, the Barnhart Brawler is 5'4 and 145 pounds. He does not brawl. Thanks, Harold. Mm.
Thanks, Hal.
Well, that's a personal attack. It's not the size of the dog in the fight. Doug, you know this. It's the size of the fight in the dog.
Right, correct. That's right.
It is true. Is that true that, Doug, sometimes the words that are sent in, they aren't necessarily in order?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Is true that Clinton forget it. I can't figure it all out. Well, the words aren't in order.
People are pressed for time sometimes.
I wanted to get to it. Mm-hmm. It is true that the Clinton helped to regulate the banks more, but it was the Bush administration that came in with everyone deserves a home so the banks can make money off of derivative.
Mm-hmm. No, not the case.
No, Bush pushed that too, but
it's damn true.
Yeah, it is. But Freddie, Fannie, and Barney Frank it was a perfect storm of, plenty of blame to go around. But when one side points to the other, like they did it, they're both lying.
Yeah.
Guys, the FCC won't let you say the F word, but Doug can spout BS. Thanks, Yasiel the boy Puig.
All right, Puig.
Tim, instead of refusing reading confusing text, just say, how about that whole deal? Holla, manchild, 79.
It's kind of a good little catchphrase.
I'm going to stick to
that. How about that whole deal?
I gotta be on set tonight. I'm hosting. Mm-hmm. And where it's one of those things, Phil, I'm going to turn to whoever the analyst is and go, how about that whole deal?
Yeah, that should work.
Tim, I'm sorry about that text. I'm doing voice text because I'm driving.
Okay.
You ever do the voice text?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you really?
Yeah, that helps a lot.
Sometimes, but then it never
it misses
gets it
a word
totally.
Or two. It misses a word sometimes. But
right,
if you
and
talk
then you
slowly,
have to go in there and then you have to go in there and correct it anyway. Next thing you know, you wrap your car around a telephone pole. It defeats the whole purpose.
Sometimes if you're texting with your thumbs, it'll auto-correct a word and you have to go back and correct it anyway. I found if you talk real slowly, it works really well.
All right,
well.
Give me an example. Say, do you want me to pick up cheese? Like, no. Let's say it's a text.
If you
to
said
your
it like that, it
say
would,
it, say
it would
it.
Work.
Well,
do you want me to pick up cheese? Period. How about that whole deal? Question mark. Send.
Have you ever asked your wife, want me to pick up some cheese on the way home?
No.
Guys, the FCC won't let me be or let me be me, so let me see. Thanks. It's from the 314.
Yeah, well said.
Hey, boys, going to be a good day today. Went to bed last night at 10:30, ready for the game tonight. I got my boner pants on. It's from the 618. My texts never get read. It's from Dragon.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
Tim, I didn't know Doug views the program as a Fox News affiliate. Thanks. That's from Stank on the Hangdown. That's from the 573. Warson Woods Wacko writes, Bill Clinton deregulated the banks in 2003. Bill, how would that make sense? Bill Clinton deregulated banks by repealing me the glass.
Yeah. The name of the legislation was Me the Glass.
Me the Glass, and it just destroyed the economy.
It was in The Big Short.
Everybody thought it was
in The Big Short.
Everyone thought
when the guy was playing the drums in his office.
Why am I even trying to read these? I think people are just effing with us.
Everybody thought it was going to be a great way to keep the windows clean. And they say, who's going to clean it? Me, the glass.
All right, let's.
And it got right through Congress. And the next thing you know, the economy tanked.
My sister approved of me, the glass.
So, Jaime Garcia, how about that whole deal? Mm-hmm. KG in O-Town.
Yeah, that was quite a deal.
I mean, he was raking.
Quite a deal
and
yesterday.
He was dealing. Yeah. He did both of them. You don't see that too often.
I think the paper had an article today where it was the best pitched game in Bush Stadium 3 history.
His stuff, you could see early on, was unhittable because he was getting ahead of every batter. First pitch strike, and it was moving. And he was using fastball, changeup, slider, sinker, And he had perfect command of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it you were, well, he might do this with that kind of stuff. And then some guy gets a hit fairly early on. Yeah, he was outstanding. And then after the game, Mike Matheny said, to me, he basically said, that's why we put up with everything that you have to put up
with.
Oh,
yeah. Because when he's on, he's tough.
It's unbelievable.
He's very tough.
And by the way, Jaime, when I was booking Jeremy Hazelbaker for this show, I had to wait out the legit journos so I could get to Hazelbaker to get his information. And I hear a yell across the room that after Lance Lynn had
attacked our show.
Jaime Garcia said, how come you never asked me for my information? And I said, didn't seem like something I thought you'd want to do.
Right, right. And then he said?
He said, I might. So I will follow up. And we could end up getting the first radio appearance, I believe.
Yeah, he's never been. He's been on the show when we're at spring training, and he's very enjoyable when he's at spring training. But, you know, these guys that go to bed like at 2 or 3 or 4, they sleep until 11 or noon, getting up for this thing. Getting up for this thing even if you got up at 6 in the morning. Yeah, probably not something you want to do.
No. I'm going to revisit that today, maybe tomorrow.
Don't say revisit.
Why?
I thought that was totally appropriate there.
You know what? I'm going to circle back on this.
Okay, that's better.
Doug, why don't you watch Home Ownership and President Bush on YouTube? Here's the link.
I'm pressed for time.
President Bush was big on the American dream and everyone should have access to it. He was. But there was other...
This is George W. Bush.
Yeah, and there were other people like the Barney Franks of the world that were like, we need to open up this to everyone and it doesn't matter if you can't afford it.
Right, which is, you know, goes against capitalism.
And there,
you have to be able to pay.
But there were those on the right. Look, you know my leanings, but there's plenty of blame to go around on this one, and it wasn't one or the other. But each side points the other like they're totally to blame, and that's not accurate in my opinion.
Let's see. Big deal. They beat the effing Brewers. That's from Coach Tim.
Well, it is a big deal. You got to beat those teams. I mean, they just took 5 out of 6 from the Braves and the Brewers.
Jaime Garcia threw a one-hitter. That they won, he threw a one-hitter.
You can say that those are bad teams, but those wins count just as much as beating the Cubs or anybody else.
We didn't even say anything about the win for the Cardinals. We were talking about a dominant pitching performance by Jaime Garcia against a major league team.
Yeah.
And also covered the housing crisis and pretty well, I thought.
Yeah, this is what sports talk is all about.
Yep.
Cardinal won, huh?
With as many really weak teams as there are in the National League, this is going to be the whole season where you play a really tough team 3 games and then you play not so very good teams at all for a while.
Tim, watch this.
You're just going to have to pile up the wins against those teams.
Tim, watch this. Mm. You know, the thing about that whole housing crisis, things have bounced back, and now people should go out, and they should really get a good mortgage. The thing is, where do you go?
Oh my Ryan God. Kelly be my recommendation.
Oh.
Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert.
Nice
yeah,
bell.
It wasn't his fault. In fact, he kind of got the whole country bailed out. Thank you, Ryan. You want to credit someone for the economy turning around? I would look in the direction of a fellow by the name of Kelly, a fellow by the name of Ryan Kelly. St. Louis home loan expert. Just named the #1 mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest. By who?
Again.
By the Scotsman's Guide.
Ooh.
#3 in the nation for FHA volume and #9 in the nation for most loans closed last year. Why does he do that? Because he's simply the best. Great service, low rates, the best loans. The home loan expert's got that new office down at Brentwood. Go down, give him a call or stop in and see him. Here's his phone number. 314-781-9700. 314-781-9700. Visit the website at thehomeloanexpert.com. Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Tim, did you have any action in Sacco and Lovren both getting goals for YNWA yesterday?
What does that mean?
Doug?
YNWA. Read that one more time, Tim.
Tim, did you have any action in Sacron? And Sacco and Lovren both getting goals for YNWA yesterday.
I guess it's just a yes or no answer. Did you have any action?
Did not.
I was wondering that myself on YNWO. I
mean. YNWA, you'll never walk alone. Oh, my word, when they perform that as a unified voice in Liverpool, it's hard not to get emotional. Plowboy, can we pull up some of the... You'll Never Walk Alone from Liverpool. It's what they play after the match. All the gentlemen, and it really is almost all gentlemen.
He walked out.
Plowboy just walked out? Protest?
Well, he's back now.
Well, we had an issue back here, Tim.
What do we have? There's the Sea Monster, a rare appearance from the Sea Monster.
I'm surprised this has never happened before, but the plowboy accidentally knocked over his Coke can. So there was a little bit of a mess.
So on the last day here at this studio, we have destroyed said studio, said Sue.
Correct.
I like it when stations overreact. We've worked at a lot of them, right? So someone leaves a cup, someone knocks over a water, and next thing you know, there's a million memos over the, there's no food or beverage anywhere in the facility.
And we basically don't pay attention to it.
And we're getting a new Winnebago. We're going to have studios in it. And it's going to be really nice.
Will we have a Winnebago at the new station, Tim?
No.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be a good investment?
I think it would be.
If you can maybe lay out how we would get a return on said investment, I would consider it. But well, sometimes I think it might just be a vanity buy.
I think
no.
I think it's kind of a quality of life issue where maybe your dad could drive us around and we could look out the windows waving to people. Me, glass, it's all part of that program.
Oh, nice.
It's the me glass program.
Hey, Doug, does my playoff beard tickle your undercarriage? Thanks, Sad Panda.
No, it doesn't, Sad Panda. Well, it tickles my fancy is to put your name in the suspension log hill, and that's where it shall go for the next 2 days' time. Thanks for Gazis for providing said logule.
Guys, the Blackhawks are now plus 140 for the series. How can we pass that bet up? You can make your emotional risk management wager if you would like. The Blackhawks, see, I thought it was plus 140. Yeah, it's plus 145 on Bovada, bovada.lv. Type in my name as your referral. I get paid in the Escalade if you do, and I will love you long time.
I don't do a lot of sports wagering, Tim. That's how I pass.
Well, I mean, some people do the emotional risk management thing.
Do it for me. That wouldn't cover it.
To each their own.
If I'm invested in a team and they lose,
it softens
but I
the
win,
blow.
But
just
I win $220, sure, I could help pay off my kid's speeding ticket, but that wouldn't solve
that'd
the
be
problem
nice.
For me.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, if you want to pay off your kid's speeding ticket, the Blackhawks win. There you go.
All right.
So if you bet $100, you would win $145. That's what the plus 145 means. The Blues are minus 165 for the record. Why haven't the Ducks and Predators started yet? Nurse? Nancy?
They're waiting for the series to begin.
Okay.
Well, you've been... You don't want to start playing until the series starts. So.
I get it. Now I get
it'd
it. It
would be foolish to go out there and
risk an injury, right? And it's not going to count.
Blues are the favorite tonight, minus 125. Doug, you can bet $100 on the Blues to win by a goal and a half, and you win 240. Think about that. You can get the Blackhawks plus 1.5, but that's minus 300. It's a pretty penny.
Mm-hmm. Are there still tickets available on the StubHub?
Well,
I bet tonight's going to be a pony at the Scott Trade Center and surrounding areas with the Cardinals playing and with the Blues playing in downtown. I would imagine a lot of young women who are probably 24, 25, maybe 26, and have always wondered whether or not their skin is soft like their friends.
They're not wondering that. 1,967 tickets left on StubHub.
Wow.
Ranging in price from 70 to about 200-ish, 210.
Really? You can be on the glass for 210 tonight?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Holy moly.
I don't believe that.
I don't either. But Doug's looking it up. I'm looking at Doug looking it up.
Yeah. Section 104.
Maybe at the end
section
of the
Section 103 right in the middle from 198. And that's primo spot.
Wow, he's...
Adam's tickets are $144 a piece that his dad gave him.
Nice.
What up?
He set up high for the 70-something.
Go ahead, we hear you.
Hello.
What up, Doug?
Oh, hello, Big Al.
It's Big Al.
What's up, boys?
Skate boy, skate.
Hey, I'm going to Cardinal game, getting my free replica that lights up from UE, and then I'm going over to the Blues game.
What kind of replica are you talking about?
It's the 10-year anniversary of Busch Stadium 3, sponsored by Union Electric, and it lights up.
This is a whole state. It's a little stadium model?
Yep, it's a little replica like the Danbury Mints in the back of the paper you can mortar. Yeah. I gave one of those to Mark Lamping when he had me and Blake up in New York for the Monday night football game in 2011, and he put us up in the suite, and I brought him one of those for a gift.
You know
him
all the big
Lamping.
Shots.
I gave Mrs. Lamping a pink Cardinals watch, and I gave Lamps a replica of Busch Stadium 3.
Don't get a problem with that.
And he opened it up, and he goes, that's your baby, boss. You built it. He goes, look, I'm putting it on my mantle. true story, Doug. Look it up.
You have your own bell in there?
You're tapping on.
Yes, I bought two in case you guys messed the other one up like you did the first one, or somebody stole it, wasn't it, Tim? They stole
it. Yeah, it does seem like it got smacked.
Yeah, well, whoever does that again, you're going to deal with big hurt. But anyway, I'm going to the Cardinal game for a little bit, pony up over there, then I'm shooting over to the Scott. I'm going to elbow a couple featherheads, get a five-minute major, maybe a game misconduct, show Reeves what he's supposed to be doing instead of worrying about scoring goals, smash him into the boards, Reevesy. That's what you say. That's your job. I talked to Twister the other day. He said, tell Reeves, I said, do your job.
Hmm.
That doesn't mean going to the net. Well, it can if, on a deflection if you need to. But you need to smash some heads. That's what you're out there for, bud.
You got tickets for both games tonight?
Paul's so hard.
Yep.
How'd you do that?
One of them was from, actually one set was from Boeing, Doug.
Oh, of course.
You know, it is, Big Al, we're a little jealous because you live the lifestyle that we can only dream of.
I just got called by my boss yesterday and said, we're getting orders from Seattle now, Doug, and we're getting orders from Huntsville, Alabama, which is Space Coast.
Yeah.
So St. Louis is only going to be one leg on my triad. I'm going to have Huntsville, I'm going to have Seattle, and St. Louis.
Selling parts to all three locations.
Yes, sir, right out of Lake St. Louis or wherever my phone is.
They got any openings?
Yep. Grass cutter. That's, I told you this before, Doug.
Bastard.
That's all you can handle. The Yazoo. You can ride around in circles and have your hair buds on, and that's it.
Doesn't sound
cat
bad.
Cat can run the head of, let's see. What do you think, Cat? Finances? Yes.
I'm cut from executive
CFO?
Club. I'd be the chief financial.
CFO.
Second
Timmy,
set of book department.
Timmy is CEO.
Of course.
Yep. And I'm head salesman, Doug.
Sounds like you're doing well.
I'm trying. Lord is good, and I'm blessed. So I'm going to go down and have fun, and God willing, and the river don't rise, I'll make it home.
River don't rise.
Have a good day, boys.
There he is.
All right, Big Al.
Living the life of a hustler. High till I die. Big Al dates his mom and is full of S. That's from Tony the Plowed Owl. Biggest bull S-er in the world.
But you know what?
Lister.
We've seen it, though. He does end up in places that he says he's going to be. He does end up talking to these people that he says he knows.
If there's a God, Big Al will be hit in the face by a line drive tonight.
No.
That's for
3 weeks. Love Big Al. Big Al's as loyal to this show.
Mother effer off the air. Tom Bernanski's Batwing.
Did you ever get hit in the face with a line drive? Practice or anything? Game?
I don't think so. Tim, Bubble's girlfriend and the wife were watching the Blues game together. Maybe a little action going down afterwards. A naughty pillow fight. Fred from the poor part of the nail. You got a chance to meet him yesterday.
I did indeed. Yeah, nice gentleman. Traveled a long way to see the program. I don't know that I'm sold on this story about his wife and her friend who has...
I've met them both. I want to tell you that. I've met them both.
Have you?
They exist.
All right.
They exist.
Okay. Their existence has been confirmed.
This lesbianism thing has taken over the community.
It really hasn't.
At least the bi-curiosity.
How is it any different?
It's hot. Man, that's hot. Guys, was Big Al ringing the bell after everything he was saying?
Pretty
it
much.
It seemed like it.
What did Trump say? What did he say with that we're going to use this whole, how about that whole thing? Whole deal? What did he say? How about that whole deal?
I think that's it.
Just make sure I use it. How about that whole deal with the lesbianism?
I was waiting for Kyle to play the drop. That's what I was waiting for, Doug.
Well, we never got it, did we?
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back? Right?
Right.
How about, some people ran
about
out of the building
whole,
in horror.
How about that whole deal?
How about that whole deal? I'm writing it down. That whole deal.
Yeah, that was a funny time in our nation's history. It's nice to relive that. Funny times in college football.
How about that whole deal?
Well, you could hear women screaming like their hair was on fire when they heard that.
Doug, we have to break. Rick Hummel is going to be with us. Corey Hirsch is going to be with us. We have the Lakeside Roofing Exit Poll. Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. And your emails, the email the day of the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Your calls and texts are always welcome. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After.